What's cooking? Hello.
Yeah, Grease Manor.
Yeah.
Grease Man, I need you to do me a favor if you could.
What?
Any way you can call my girlfriend for me?
What for?
Well, like, last night, see, I'm a firefighter, and I was supposed to go over to her house last night, and I got hit for a gas leak, and then I got hit for an auto accident. And I called her up, and she sounded really, really bummed out. And she'd always, you know, she pulled that typical woman routine.
She pulled that what routine? She pulled the what routine?
Pulled the typical woman.
Well, so you want me to call her up and do what with her? If I call her up, I'll throttle her.
I tell you what, man, you just have some fun. I told her that I was going to have you call her one.
No, buddy, I mean, what's the matter? Because you got called away with something that you couldn't help. She's going to give you a heart. She's going to make you feel guilty for doing your job?
I think so.
I think you ought to call her up and tell her to kiss your tuchus and take a hike. You laugh like it's an impossible thing to do. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. I mean, let me tell you something, buddy. You set the ground rules right now. If you're going to go through your life and your marriage on your knees, then I don't have any respect for you.
No.
None! There you are! There you are, a firefighter. A man who's not afraid to run into a burning building and save lives. A man who's not afraid to get to the scene of a traffic accident and go through gasoline to save somebody is a wimp when it comes to your woman. You feel guilty because you had to work. It wasn't even your fault. You call her up and you tell her she's a sleazebag. And if she ever acts like that again, she's history. She is cold potatoes. She is flat beer.
I don't feel guilty about it. I just want to hear what you could say to
her. I want you to call. I'll call her right now, but I'm not going to talk. I'll dial the phone, and she'll answer, and I want you to say, let me tell you something, sleazebag. If I ever detect an attitude on you again, you're done. Can you do that?
Well, let's see. The only problem is, it's like, she's living at home still.
So?
Yeah, like the homestead people, you know, they might not be up yet and all.
So we wake them up. Yeah, buddy, come on, we wake. Give me the number. Let me get it. What is your name? John, okay. And her name is what? Dale? Okay, all right. Okay, I got the number. I'm going to dial. You got me, right? You still there?
Yeah.
You're not going to wimp out on me?
Hell no.
Okay, everybody's listening now. I mean, this is your chance to redeem yourself as a man. It's 29 before 9. I'm going to call her up. I'll do it like I can do a conference call on this phone. I'm going to call her, but I'm not going to say anything, but we're going to listen to see how you handle your woman.
Okay.
All right. For crying out loud, because I mean, I'm tired of seeing people like this, you know, crawling around, you know, hating life. And here she is, dominating him, brutalizing him. And the poor guy, he's trying to make a living. He's putting out those fires. He rushes into the fray headlong, danger at every turn. And the call's not going through. I don't understand why it does that. Sometimes when I'm talking, it doesn't go through. Oh, geez. It's killing me. It's killing my ears. All right, we'll give him a chance. We'll give him a chance to be a man, to be bold, to be bulky. Because the guy's down at the fire station right now, they're probably listening, saying, hey, you hear that? It's John. He's on the air. He's on a blower with the grease. He's on the blower with the grease. How am I going to get this? I don't want those beeps going over the air. All right, I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. All right, now we got it ringing. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Dale, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
You sleazy bitch.
Hey,
you think he's crazy? You ought to see his daddy.
Hey.
Grease Man, rocking on DC 101.